You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. We start today with waste in the healthcare system, and I know what you're thinking, that is not news. We know that about $1 trillion a year is wasted on unnecessary tests and procedures, but at least there's a chance that some of that stuff could save lives. Cancer researchers are reporting this week that $3 billion worth of leftover cancer drugs will be thrown in the trash this year. Marketplace's healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein got an early look at the paper published in the BMJ today, and he's here now. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Molly.
Okay, Dan. Is this true? These drugs are being put in the trash?
Yeah. So let's take this one drug for melanoma, Keytruda, as an example, okay? So it's packaged right now in 100 milligram vials. The typical patient needs 150 milligrams. So the hospital or the doctor is going to have to order two vials. And the question is, what happens to the remaining 50 milligrams? Put it all together, Molly, and the paper says that the companies who produce the top-selling 20 single-dose vials of cancer drugs will make an additional $1.8 billion from this kind of waste. This includes firms like Merck, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Amgen, Genentech, and others. For what it's worth, Merck, the people who make Keytruda, they're projected to make more than $1 billion over the next 5 years just from what gets thrown away.
Okay, so piling this on with all of the news we've heard about the pharmaceutical industry lately, really in the spotlight, isn't this going to just ramp up pressure on these companies and this industry?
I mean, on a certain level, absolutely. But at the same time, I think it's really important to say it's too easy to just sort of go ahead and be like, oh, this is the problem of big pharma. This is another big pharma issue. But hospitals and the doctors, the oncologists who treat patients are going to get paid about $1 billion in 2016 for this drug waste, too. As Mireille Jacobson, who's an economist at UC Irvine, told me, this is actually a total market failure.
It's not like there are some just born evil, and these are the devils. This is the system we've chosen, and their incentive is to maximize profit. And in this case, maximizing profit means doing some things that are not good.
So obviously, I'm assuming no one's going to be okay with the idea that hospitals and doctors and drug makers are getting paid for drugs that no one uses, but they're getting paid a lot, so what's the solution?
Well, look, at the end of the day, lots of these doctors, these oncologists and cancer centers, these well-meaning people aren't pushing back against the drug manufacturer saying, you need to package this in a way so we can maximize efficiency for our own customers, the patients. At the same time, the authors of this report say another solution is to require the manufacturers to be more flexible in the packaging size so it's easier to kind of line up exactly what you need and waste less. But a couple of folks I talked to this morning have said to me, look, if you do that and then all of a sudden the drug companies can't make as much money as they had been off of the packaging size, then they're just going to raise the prices. And so one way or the other, we're going to probably end up spending the same amount of money. But one of the questions is how much of that money is going to be spent just on stuff that's being thrown away.
That's Marketplace's health correspondent, Dan Gorenstein. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you, Molly.
Dan was also on the Marketplace Morning Report talking about this story, and you can find more of his reporting at marketplace.org.